I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. As you can imagine, our coverage continues to be dominated by the worldwide pandemic of coronavirus. The number of new coronavirus cases continues to spike up daily. Life has been upended in New Jersey, and a return to normal will not come for the foreseeable future. Governor Murphy has been imposing new regulations to force you into self-isolation and says he's losing patience with those who refuse to keep to themselves to try and slow the infection rate.
Yes, it is time to cut the crap. We simply cannot have this. It has to be enforced. It will be enforced aggressively.
We're not trying to be jerks, but we need to limit the size of groups, even funerals, says the governor. It's the best chance we have to slow the spread of COVID-19 so our hospital network doesn't get overwhelmed. In Trenton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We are constantly updating the latest infection rates, county risks, and regulations impacting the Garden State at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. We've wrapped up the first week of distance learning for Jersey kids, and with schools unlikely to open again anytime soon, how is it going? It really depends on who you ask. Freehold Township mom Katie Golden says between her own job and her four kids, it's a balancing act.
School day deadlines, and meanwhile, I'm trying to get my normal work done and still help them however I can to submit their assignments.
State education officials note it is not a one-size-fits-all approach. Among the state's more than 600 districts, with lots of online learning, some are offering paper packet options, others handing out preloaded materials on laptops, and many school officials say there's going to be changes after getting feedback from faculty, students, and parents. In Homedale, even though kids are learning from home, they have one element of a normal routine. They still recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day. The Asbury Park Press reports Superintendent Robert McGarry decided to post a video of a different student reciting the pledge every day and encourages parents to send in videos of their children doing the same. As parents try to keep all the balls in the air right now, juggling that work from home and managing the homeschooling, worrying about their own jobs and the health of their family, some advice from a noted Jersey child psychologist.
Morristown family and child psychologist Stephen Tobias says he understands the need for some sort of home education, but
the thing I think we need to worry most about right now is people's mental health, because everybody's under a tremendous amount of stress.
One suggestion, Tobias says families should dust off those word games in the attic and play them together.
A reasonable amount of time devoted to schoolwork. You know, then we have time, you know, free time, time to play.
He also suggests limiting exposure to media, which can heighten the anxiety. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's restaurants trying the best they can now that in-house dining is banned. Most are offering takeout, curbside pickup, and delivery, but most tell us that isn't going to be enough to sustain them. Tony Ravelli is the owner of two bars and restaurants in Howell and Toms River. He says the state's decision leaves his servers and bartenders with nothing.
How are they paying their bills next week? How are they paying their rent? There should have been a plan in place at the same time to correspond with shutting us down.
Waitstaff and hospitality workers, just one segment of the state's workforce that's been left without an income. Tens of thousands have already filed for unemployment in New Jersey. More will do so. And to say the unemployment resources have been strained over the past few days would be an understatement. Labor Commissioner Rob Acero-Angelo, during an appearance on Dominski and Doyle, offered this for frustrated residents.
So I just plead with people for their patience. An important point to note is that if they don't get through right away online, nothing is going to affect their benefits. Everything gets backdated to the beginning of the week or whenever they were separated.
To find out more information regarding unemployment benefits and to file a claim, visit myunemployment.nj.gov. As of late Thursday, the state had also received more than 1,100 consumer affairs complaints related to COVID-19.
That includes complaints of price gouging. That includes complaints concerning people peddling false cures. That includes phone scams. That includes email scams.
Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says it's unconscionable people are trying to take advantage of residents during this critical moment in our state's history. Whether it's a fear of leaving the house or keeping a distance from our loved ones, loss of employment or life, maintaining your mental health can be a challenge as New Jersey waits out this pandemic.
Alyssa Kozlov at Rutgers School of Public Health says these conditions are ripe to exacerbate any underlying psychological distress one may have.
I really encourage people to find a routine in this new version of life we're all living in.
Mental Health Association in New Jersey President Carolyn Beauchamp says individuals with more flexible coping skills may be better off, but developing an ongoing condition is possible for those who experience extreme loss.
People want their lives back. So they're going to move in a direction to make that happen unless there's a real big stumbling block.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
At public hearings on toll hikes that were held last Wednesday, despite the pandemic keeping many people in their homes, the coronavirus was cited often as a reason they need to hike tolls. Transportation consultant Anthony Antanasio says it's important to infuse money into the economy at a time of uncertainty.
Transportation investment is, and I'm biased, arguably the most important thing we could be doing in society. Healthcare, education, and infrastructure, core elements of government.
Tolls are likely to rise an average of 27% on the parkway, 37% on the turnpike, and then annually for inflation. You can still submit your written comments on the plan or email them to njtapublic.comments@njta.com. Again, we're constantly updating everything that is impacting the Garden State regarding the coronavirus pandemic at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news, New Jersey's first news at 5, then Talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.